You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, earlier this week, the Mansfield City Council met to talk about the moratorium on cannabis dispensaries. The agenda was packed with discussions and public input. Before we begin, a quick message. The Richland School of Academic Arts is committed to providing the best academic core curriculum, blended with meaningful integration of the visual and performing arts to build educated, confident students to be future community leaders. The Richland School of Academic Arts is now enrolling for the 2024 to 2025 school year. Click the link in our show notes or head to therichlandschoolofacademicarts.us to learn more. Now our feature story. On Tuesday night, the Mansfield City Council met to talk about the moratorium on cannabis dispensaries. The agenda was packed with discussions and public input focusing on the potential benefits and problems cannabis dispensaries might bring to the city. The meeting started with a safety committee session featuring a presentation from a representative of the cannabis company. The representative projected that a dispensary could contribute approximately $4.3 million to the city's revenue over the next decade. This potential economic boost sparked considerable interest and debate among the council members and the public. Finance Director Kelly Blankenship supported the revenue projections. However, Police Chief Jason Bamman raised concerns, citing studies from Colorado that indicated an increase in property crimes following the legalization of marijuana in 2013. Public opinion was divided. Local lawmakers, including 5th Ward Councilman Aurelio Diaz, questioned the timing of the vote, especially given the absence of at-large Councilwoman Stephanie Zader and Council President Phil Scott, who were both on vacation. Diaz suggested postponing the vote to ensure that all council members could participate. The council voted 6-1 in favor of the delay, with at-large Councilman David Falquette acting as President Pro Tem, casting the only dissenting vote. This decision followed the approval of State Issue 2 by 57% of Ohio voters in November, which allowed for homegrown cannabis and gave local governments the authority to permit recreational marijuana dispensaries in their communities. Despite this, many council members have kept their positions on the dispensary proposal private since it was introduced by Mayor Jody Perry on April 16th. Finance Director Blankenship urged the council to consider the financial implications, warning that rejecting the dispensary could mean losing out on significant tax revenues. She highlighted the city's recent financial downturn and emphasized the importance of new revenue sources. Chief Bamman, while neutral on the moratorium, stressed the need for careful planning and regulation if a dispensary were to be approved. He emphasized the importance of community safety and urged the council to consider the location and security measures for any potential location. We'll have more on this story at the next meeting. Next, some Ohio history. Anne Heche was an acclaimed actress from Ohio. Known for her versatile roles in film, television, and theater, she won a Daytime Emmy and a GLAAD Media Award, as well as Tony and Primetime Emmy nominations. Heche's career began on the NBC soap opera Another World, where she won a Daytime Emmy for her dual role. Her film debut came in 1993 with The Adventures of Huck Finn, and she rose to prominence in 1997 with Donnie Brasco, Volcano, and a much-talked-about relationship with Ellen DeGeneres. She sadly passed away in a car crash in 2022. Now an event that you should know about. Tomorrow at 4 p.m., grab your friends and head over to the Backlot Summer Live Music Series in downtown Mansfield. Located in the back parking lot of Third Cup Tea, Two Cousins Pizza Company, and Relax It's Just Coffee, the performance promises an evening of music, community, and fun. Acts include Grace McLenathan, Maddie Lynn, and Jordan Baker. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember the life of Faye Brinegar. Faye was born in Mansfield in 1964. Known for her kindness and generosity, she was a devoted mother and a cherished grandmother. She worked in the manufacturing industry, including at Automatic Parts, Blevins Manufacturing, and Ohio Valley Stamping Assembles, and at her family grocery store, Elliott's Carryout. She selflessly cared for sick family members and enjoyed tending to flowers, cruises, visits to Kentucky, Hallmark movies, General Hospital, and collecting willow tree figurines. She is survived by her sons, granddaughter, brothers, special friends, and canine companion. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Faye's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.